This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Inlyta, active ingredient, S, axitinib. This leaflet provides important information about using Inlyta. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Inlyta. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Inlyta? Inlyta contains the active ingredient axitinib. Inlyta belongs to a group of medicines called tyrosine kinase inhibitors. Inlyta is used to treat a certain type of kidney cancer called renal cell carcinoma, RCC. Inlyta works by reducing the blood supply to the tumor and slowing down the growth of cancer. What should I know before I use Inlyta? Warnings. Do not use Inlyta if you are allergic to axitinib or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions such as high blood pressure, aneurysm, abnormal balloon-like swelling in the wall of an artery, thyroid gland problems, blood clots in your veins and/or arteries, types of blood vessels or lungs, stroke or heart attack, bleeding problems, you have an unhealed wound or if you have surgery scheduled, liver problems, serious kidney problems other than the kidney cancer for which you are being treated, lactose intolerance. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Inlyta should not be taken during pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the risks with you. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not breastfeed while taking Inlyta. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Inlyta and affect how it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following. Dexamethasone, a steroid medicine used to treat dermatitis, asthma, and some other conditions. Ketoconazole, or itraconazole, medicines used to treat fungal infections. Clarithromycin, or telithromycin, antibiotics used to treat bacterial infections. Atazanavir, indinavir, nelfinavir, ritonavir, or saquinavir, medicines used to treat HIV infections or AIDS. Rifampin, or rifaputin, medicines used to treat tuberculosis, TB. Nifazodone, used to treat depression. Phenytoin, carbamazepine, or phenobarbital, anti-epileptic medicines used to stop seizures, or fits. St. John's wort, hypericum perforatum, a herbal medicine used to treat depression and other conditions. Theophylline, used to treat asthma, or other lung diseases. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Inlyta. How do I use Inlyta? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you which tablets you need to take each day. Follow the instructions provided and use Inlyta until your doctor tells you to stop. For kidney cancer, the usual starting dose of Inlyta is 1 5-milligram tablet taken 2 times a day, for a total of 2 tablets each day. Your doctor may increase or decrease your dose depending on your response to Inlyta. Swallow the Inlyta tablets whole with a glass of water. You can take Inlyta either with or without food. When to take Inlyta? Each dose of Inlyta should be taken at the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How long to take Inlyta? Continue taking Inlyta for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor prescribes it. If you forget to take Inlyta should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take your next dose at your regular time. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much Inlyta. If you think that you have taken too much Inlyta, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Inlyta? Things you should do. Make sure you follow your doctor's instructions and keep all appointments. During treatment with Inlyta, your doctor will perform regular tests to check for and monitor blood pressure, heart disease, stomach and bowel problems, kidney disease, thyroid levels, red blood cell count, liver enzyme levels. Regular follow-up and blood tests are done to make sure the medicine is working and to check for side effects. Men and women should use contraception to prevent pregnancy during treatment with Inlyta. Talk with your doctor about effective contraception. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking this medicine. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Inlyta. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. You should stop taking Inlyta 24 hours before your surgery. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not take Inlyta to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Inlyta affects you. Inlyta may make some people feel very tired or dizzy. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Drinking alcohol. No information is available. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking Inlyta. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. Circulatory system issues. High blood pressure. Nose bleeding. Gastrointestinal issues. Diarrhea. Nausea. Feeling sick or vomiting. Constipation. Soreness or burning of the mouth, tongue, or throat. Stomachache, indigestion, piles, or bleeding from the back passage, skin-related issues, tingling, or rash on palms of hands, or soles of feet, rash, dry skin, skin redness, scaly skin, itchy skin, hair loss, respiratory issues, hoarseness, change in your voice, shortness of breath, cough, ear issues, ringing, or sound in the ears, thyroid issues. Low thyroid hormone levels. Symptoms include being more sensitive to cold, unintentional weight gain and lack of energy. Pain issues. Pain in hands or feet. Muscle pain, joint pain. General disorders. Tiredness. Loss of appetite. Weight loss. Weakness. Headache. Change in sense of taste. Dizziness. Dehydration. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. High blood pressure. Symptoms may include headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, nausea, and vomiting. Foamy and frothy urine with swelling of abdomen, legs, or eyes. Passing little or no urine, wee, swelling in ankles or feet, confusion, nausea, or vomiting, feeling breathless, tight, or weak, swelling of feet or legs, leg pain, cough, chest pain, or pressure, pain in your arms, back, neck, or jaw, shortness of breath, numbness or weakness on one side of your body, loss of coordination, trouble speaking or swallowing, headache, confusion, trouble seeing, seizures, or fits. Severe stomach/upper abdominal pain that may spread to your back with vomiting, fever, or fast heartbeat. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/safety/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Enlighter contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Axitinib. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Cross-carmelose sodium. Magnesium stearate. Triacetin. HPMC2910/hypromillose-15CP. Titanium dioxide, E171. Iron oxide red Ci7-7491-E172. Potential allergens. Enlighter contains sugars, as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Enlighter does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Enlighter looks like. Enlighter 1 mg red, oval, film-coated tablets debossed with Pfizer on one side, and 1 XNB on the other. Enlighter 5 mg red triangular film-coated tablets debossed with Pfizer on one side and 5 XNB on the other. Enlighter tablets are available in blister packs of 28 tablets, 2 blister cards of 14 tablets each. Australian registration numbers. 1 mg tablets, Ostar 184856. 5 mg tablets, Ostar 184859. Who distributes Enlighter? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025. Registered trademark.